Just something quickly about amplitude. You've said that iron has had to decrease, come down in amplitude to communicate with us. Is that still accurate?
It is. Sad, but accurate.
All right, I'm just confirming that.
Okay, Roxy, do you want to go into your experience in Brandenburg and that?
Roxy, you're on. Yeah, Roxy, you're on.
I don't know which, maybe, okay, is that you?
Hello, Bob, it's Bert.
Okay, Bert, go ahead.
Hey, Ion, 2 weeks ago I went by. Very interesting, thank you.
Are we going to get to the good stuff today, or are we going to go bantering everywhere else?
Well, I guess we will see then.
Okay,
I went behind enemy lines 2 weeks ago for you. I went to the doctor's office to get my blood drawn.
Did they stick you?
Well, they couldn't in one arm, so they had to do the other.
Good.
Is there something interesting going on with veins, with those who take RNA drops?
Yes.
So that explains the situation that the nurse had with my veins.
Tell us all. We must know.
No. I want to get to smoke.
Oh,
okay.
Yes. You got to tell us all about it. Dr. Dean must know.
Okay. Normally, veins used to be popping out of my arms, okay? I haven't really looked at my arms to notice the veins, but when the lady tried to draw blood, and she did the tourniquet so that the veins would pop. No veins popped at all. She couldn't find a vein. So she looked at my right arm, and she saw a little bit of a vein, you know, going on the outside. So she was able to draw blood through that vein. But the veins did not pop. You know, when they do the tourniquet to make the arm tight and pressurized, there was no vein. But she was able to poke a vein to get the blood. A few weeks ago, we were talking about muscle, and you said there was a mass that it needs to go from, like, the bone marrow all the way to the skin. Is that what's taking place with, like, the whole system from the skin to
it's
changing? Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's also why they're in your workout or whatever. Now, first of all, did they look at the body?
Not really. No. No.
Did you want them to?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay, just that's the decision. We got to get somewhere. So they did the blood draw, and?
I checked with Super Dr. Dean. My cholesterol was very high, according to him. 6.23 was the reading. It's a European measure.
And I told Bert that that level was just what was normal when I was in med school. So, yeah, they've changed their mind on it over the years.
Yes. But what was interesting is that she took my blood pressure Ion, and my blood pressure was high. She wanted to put me on medication immediately, wanted me to go to a specialist.
They all do.
So the question is, will the cholesterol ranges change for RNA drop users?
It has already. It's like a tip at the restaurant. Those levels are going to be suggestions.
So there will be no limit to the range then. It can go really
high. They got to change. Well, as long as Dr. Dean says you're okay, then you're okay. But if you don't even ask the question, then you're still okay. But as long as she says you're okay, you're okay.
Will the blood pressure ranges change for RNA drop users?
We say yes, but it's going to take a minute. The RH factor will happen first.
Okay, and the RH factor will have an effect on the blood pressure, or the RH will change everything?
The RH just goes away. Yeah, you won't have an RH factor anymore.
So that'll make the blood totally different. Will that have an effect on the blood pressure?
Yes.
So will the blood pressure be low, or will the blood pressure be high? Or will it be something? Depends. What factors are in the dependency?
Your level of attention.
Will the respiratory system change, Aya? The lungs.
Pulmonary edema will all but go away.
I want to go to another
Let me ask about the blood pressure. You said you were going to get your own cuff because in the clinics, I don't know, you know, they may falsify their blood pressure cups so they go high so they can prescribe drugs. But I don't know if they've gone that far yet. But did you take your own pressure outside the clinic?
Yes, I've been monitoring for a week, and my last reading was 121 over 82.
Yeah, which is perfect. So you were just experiencing white coat syndrome if they thought your blood pressure was high in the office. Yeah. And that's what they go by. That's they're drugging people after they scare people into, I mean, not that you were scared, but it's like, you know, you're on alert. The body is on high alert when you go to these horrible places. So,
yes,
your blood pressure is just fine. And they would have had you on a drug, and at home your blood pressure would have gone down anyway, and they might have said, oh, yeah, the drug worked, until you start getting the side effects.
Actually, my blood pressure did go down like 4 hours after I came home when I got my own measurement device. But, Ion, is there some type of tone? I mean, because I was completely relaxed when I had my blood pressure taken. I mean, I wasn't scared, nothing, but my blood pressure was like 176 over 101. Is there a frequency or something in the doctor's office that causes people to have high blood pressure, Aya?
See, it's not high. You're saying that's high blood pressure. That's what they say. But it's not necessarily high. You didn't stroke out, did you? You didn't have an aneurysm. You didn't blow anything, so good.
Okay. But it was really, it was strange because the if I wouldn't have talked, the appointment would have only lasted maybe 7 minutes. But then there was a trick. The trick was she knew that my cholesterol was high, so then she registered my blood pressure. And then when she took my blood pressure, she said, I think you need to go to the next village to a specialist and get on medication right away.
Without even taking it twice, without even putting you on a monitor. But Ion, Bert's question is good about, is there some sort of frequency there? And you and Ion have talked about the frequency that a doctor puts out, frequency of the patient. So can you go into that a little bit more about the frequency of Bert's frequency compared to the frequency in the clinic? If they're different, will that cause the blood pressure to elevate?
And sometimes lower, both.
Right, so everything, there's no science at all in terms of how doctors measure anything because their frequency interferes. Correct, Ion?
That's exactly right. And then they're reading into it.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Good. Thanks, Carolyn.
So
Roxy, so ask Ion about your experience.
Yes, there is a part of you that still reacts, like doesn't want to believe what your lying eyes are seeing or what you're experiencing. You said this event shows us things that, like, we're catching up with ourselves. For example, when you have such an anomaly, what would be the best way to react? Just to, for example, to see if other people is also seeing the same thing, or?
Ion, she's asking how to communicate or react to this stuff that she experienced.
Or is it a good idea to communicate about these anomalies, or is it better just to keep it to yourself?
Well, now, slow down. You're getting yourself all tangled up. Hold on. If you're talking about the actual arch in Berlin, that's different than your question.
The arch?
Yeah, of the Brandenburg Gate. But your experience was with the, whatever you call that, Angel Tower.
The Victory Column, the Siegessäule.
That shadow is to the Brandenburg Gate.
Yeah, yes, I suppose that going through the gate, I went to another place.
The western end of the avenue, yes.
Yes.
How did you go to this? Did you go through a portal? Is that what you're asking, Roxy?
Well, yes, the gate itself, it's a portal, Ion said.
I don't know if Ion ever said it was a portal. Did he say that when we were talking about Battery Park a couple weeks ago?
Yes,
it but
is.
Let's just keep it simple. Okay, you're saying it's a portal.
Yes,
ask
because
a boat what that fucking tower turned to gold. Just say, what the hell happened there? And don't suggest
was
anything.
In a parallel world? No,
you don't know if it's a parallel world. What did I experience when the colors changed? That's all you're asking.
Okay. What was the non-physical showing me?
No. See, you're assuming it's non-physical. You say, what the fuck happened to me? How come it changed colors, Ion? Now you say those words.
Okay. What the fuck happened to me?
you stepped into another world.
Was my computer in another world, this computer I have now?
Your drive has changed now to KitKat.
What'd you say? The drive has changed to KitKat?
Yes.
Well, that's a famous club in Berlin. Are you saying that
no,
the drive
as,
comes...
No, as opposed to Lollipop, silly bub.
Well, what is KitKat? The drive changed to KitKat. What's KitKat refer to?
The system.
I feel lately like in turbo mode, like I cannot stop making connections and patterns and multitasking, doing many things at the same time. And I was wondering, what amplifies the frequency that is always there but we don't hear, and then we all of a sudden can tune into that frequency?
When you get to Marshmallow, you'll be able to tell.
Is the marshmallow a metaphor?
No, it's Kit Kat Lollipop Marshmallow.
The sugar, the candies.
The operating systems? Yes. He's talking about your computer. He's talking about going to the gate. He's talking about going to another world. He's talking about was your computer in another world. And then we start saying that your entire operating system has changed, and you're acting like we're talking about the Sony film.
I don't know what is the marshmallow in the computer world.
Okay. So, Google it.
When should we Google when we have Ion?
Well, you're asking us questions, and we're answering them, and you have our answer, so you have the answer. And we said you'd get that answer. You were asking the question within the marshmallow update.
Oh, there's like a new Android marshmallow app or thing coming.
Yes.
And you're saying I already have it?
You have KitKat.
Should I Google the KitKat?
If you want to.
Yeah, it says how to install Android 4.4.2 KitKat on computer or laptop. So it is something you install.
Oh. KitKat.
Did they put that in there because they do that when they upgraded Ion, or is there something odd that she was given that?
odd as relative. No, it shifted when she went through the gate.
So they said they would upgrade her computer, and they did, and that means putting a KitKat in. That's normal knowledge. But that affected her.
Yes.
It affected Roxy.
But it's a little faster, isn't it?
Is that why Roxy's mind's going fast this past week?
We're talking about her computer.
Yeah, and you're talking about how it's affecting her. Does that include her mind's racing?
Yes.
Making connections.
Yes.
So it's part of your chip body. We think it's a machine, a part that goes in the machine. You insert it in yourself. You gave yourself an injection, Roxy, with this upgrade. That's McLuhan's point.
Yeah, Jewish by injection.
McLuhan said the brain is different when you read a newspaper than when you watch TV. So what happens with computers in our brain, with the chip body and this type of, like, I have many
things. That's good.
That's enough.
That's enough. You said enough. Let him answer.
Yes.
Yes, the brain is affected?
Yes.
What happens to the hypothalamus?
Well, it speeds you up, but slows your temperature ratio down.
I also have the impression that engaging you becomes more and more intense somehow. Like I said, you engage with your cells, with your blood, and with all your bodies. But now it's like I start to feel it.
You're making it real, though good.
And in a way, I have no other interest. Like you said, I really see how everything else is pate. Like I can listen to you all day, for example.
Okay. When you sit down to play the piano, do you still get lost in it, or do you find it you're trying to get done with the piece quickly?
Only music and nature are still interesting. Other activities are not interesting anymore.
Good. That's nice. So, in other words, the cares of life grow strangely dim for you.
Yes, I have the impression I'm just like you said, just waiting for the next fun thing to show up and just seeing so much beauty around me and everything. Does this has to do with the cells listening to the tonality that is amplified? What amplifies this tone that is always there, but we could not hear
before? No, yeah, you said, you started off saying, this doesn't have something to do with the amplification. Just leave, that's the question. So state that again, your first part.
Does this has to do with the amplification of the tonality?
It can classify it.
If you want to classify it. I brought that up a half hour ago, an hour ago, that classification is not relevant here. So he's saying, suggesting the classification, if you want to classify it, then that's where the question leads to. Is that correct, Ian? Did I interpret your answer correctly?
Pretty yummy.
The frequency is always there. What is the thing that amplifies it enough so that we can perceive it?
The pineal gland.
Is thinking a resistor to the pineal gland?
Thinking is a corporeal invader.
Just like the Kit Kat is in Roxana, the writing and the book invaded thought. Mm. What were we just saying? What were we just talking about? The thought, the pineal gland. So what did he say invaded it? Thought?
Thinking.
Thinking invades it. And that would be exaggerated by the printing press, the thinking part. So when the Kit Kat affects Roxy Ion, is that in the realm of thinking, or is there another level, another kind of activation going on?
Yes, I think it's also the perception.
No, wait. Let's hear what Ian says.
That's relative. It's relative.
Well, all classification is nullified by relativity. Classification gets frozen and misses the relativity of the interaction of being.
So that would be infertility then?
No, that's relative.
Okay, that's what we're saying. Good.
Yeah, that's relative.
Oh,
when you go to court,
make a relative, huh?
Right. And when you go to court and they ask you to swear in the Bible, do you? What do they say? Do you believe in this Bible? Do you take the Lord? Blah, blah, you go, that's relative.
No, he says, if you search the scriptures, if there's a tooth, a whole tooth, and nothing but the tooth, do you go to the periodontist?
Yeah, Bert, when she asked you to come back in 2 weeks, you should have said, that's relative.
That's a new word. That's
new all-purpose answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, back to Roxy. So what are you saying, Roxy?
I have the impression, for example, that Ion's voice also activates the pineal gland.
Yes. Does your voice activate the pineal gland, Ion?
It will.
Not yet.
I said it will. It jacked up his blood pressure, didn't it?
Whose blood pressure? Bert's? Bert's blood pressure?
Bert. Boit. It's Boit. Boit.
And as we ascend, are we going to be able to listen to your real amplitude, your real...
Yes. And our rants will start to make sense, and they'll be clever and witty, and you'll like them very much.
You'll become more popular, Ryan?
Oh, we hope not.
So as people ascend, they'll be able to dig Ion, the subsidies of Ion communication.
Yay.
It'll become your only entertainment, even worse.
Sometimes I have the impression that this melting titanium, like it, I have the impression you say things, or I have these words in my head. It's like...
Why do you say melting titanium? That's a radio show we did. Why are you bringing that?
Because it's like ESP. It's a form of listening to the frequency that we think is thought, but it's listening. Is that
well,
right?
Well, it's all the senses. It's a complete synesthetic response, right, Ion? We are synesthetically responding.
It's like Betty White on Guess What, I'm Still Hot. That's like that with Rihanna.
But the,
yo,
the thing is,
yo, Betty.
No, that's too limiting. You're saying that we are responding to our environment synesthetically and all the factors, amplitudes, polarities, magnetisms in there constantly all the time. And our labyrinth makes it relative of what we place value on. So that was correct what I said, but it's too general. What tonalities is your voice emanating?
G.
G flat or just G?
Just G.
What's that mean to you, Roxy? Did you talk about that many months ago? All these notes are in G?
In G major, but G in Latin and in Spanish, Italian also means sun. So does this activate the light like we have to emanate?
That would be synesthesia. You would include the other senses. So, Ian, do we include the other senses physically?
Yeah, might
as well. Understanding?
Ian, is it possible that the robots will become human-like?
They already are.
It's relative, Bert.
Is that Ion's influence? That the robots will become human-like?
You'll see. Well, it's up to you. If you guys get on with it, then it's not necessary. But if you don't, then, yep, it's on.
Can robots have non-physical?
They can.
Uh-oh, Ion. I mean, Roxy. That's going to be a
couple
weeks.
But they don't have blood, and they don't have chromosome 14.
Oh, wait. Roxy's looking for a difference.
You do, and you're not using it, so why not? Can't they?
Will the robots become very devoted customers of Iondom products, Ion?
Yeah.
Our biggest clients.
Yeah, we'll have to address the android memes.
So the robots will not have chromosome 14. They will just use non-physical, because chromosome 14 is like the gauge for non-physical. So will the robots have chromosome 14?
That's up to Bob. He'll work that out.
That's my department, Bert.
That's part of the revolution.
That's the image in the book of Subgenius. Bob is the interface between the Subgeniuses and the Exes. And the Exes are these robotic alien intelligence that only I can handle.
But we were talking about the exchange of the cross for the crown. And I was wondering,
excellent,
the jewels,
excellent,
and the crown.
Hey, Roxy, you keep mentioning the crown. What is this crown you keep talking about?
When you become a king, you get a crown and a coronation. And that's when you give up the old rugged cross, the arms and rings. You give that, you trade your cross for a crown. You ascend.
Is that what you mean, Roxy? Is that what you're referring to?
Yes, and it was also in the song he made you play.
The old Anne Murray song. So ask about the jewels.
Does the jewels affect the tonality and wearing a crown affect the hypothalamus?
It would, certainly would. The orb certainly would.
But only for ascended or also for little men?
Well, if it does for little men, you won't know it. See? If it has an effect, you don't know it. If you're a little man, you don't know it. You just be bopping along. A stranger on the bus trying to find your way back home.
So as we take our power back, are we really going to be using the crown for real?
You certainly can if you want to. You just don't have to.
Well, what's it mean, using a crown? I mean, that's what Sheila's painting's all about.
Yeah.
See, are you meaning it metaphorically? Okay, did we find out what the jewels, did the jewels affect our tonalities? Did we get an answer to that?
Yes.
What did he say?
Yes.
They can.
The jewels can affect your tonalities.
And Moses had this rays of light, and he had to use this cloth on his head. Was he activating this tonality that he shined like that? Are we going to shine like that, like he did?
You will. You certainly will.
And besides him, were other ascended people shining like that?
They do. You see them all the time, and you comment on them. You saw the dude at the Brandenburg Gate that got it. You should have got jiggy with him, too, by the way.
Who?
The guy at the Brandenburg Gate.
Was he ascended?
He was.
And can I see him again?
You certainly will.
Could you give me his telephone number?
We'll put it in your marshmallow.
So, Roxy, what, you recall meeting or interacting with someone there?
There were many, many people, so I don't know who he exactly means.
He was the one that was shining.
Was he monitoring Roxy, or he just happened to be there and notice her, or was he on to what the great transition was?
Just enjoying her. She's a looker, you know, Bob.
Apparently. We wish the same for you, Ion.
Oxy.
No, my new name is Roxila.
Roxila. Yeah, God.
Roxila.
So what are we learning here? Bert, do you see if something we're missing?
Ion, let's go to some crowns that Roxana was mentioning. Roxillas, excuse me. The 12 foundation stones. Can we use the 12 foundation stones to create our own crown?
No. Well, you could. It just wouldn't do you any good.
The 12 foundation stones, their effect on the tonality of the Temple of Solomon were very crucial. It was a knowledge that was included in the architecture to have the tonality and effect of the stones. Ion?
And at Shoal Creek.
The Shoal Creek?
Mm-hmm.
That's a Jewish term.
No, that is the Sacred Heart singing place.
Chinese value a lot jade, and also, for example, the Mayas and the Toltecs. Does that have a relation with corundrum of the Emerald Tablet?
It would.
How is it related to them?
It's what Galileo missed. Like a holy rolling stone.
As you advised us before to wear some copper, is it good to wear jade, for example?
Yeah, and we dropped the price so everybody can get some.
And is it true, for example, Chinese think if you wear like something in, with jade, the stone absorbs like sicknesses and some bad vibes? Is that correct?
We'd say yes, but not quite in your context.
Okay, I got to interrupt before we end. Carol wanted to point out something. What does it count?
You can read it because my phone doesn't work.
It says, when the physical cuts off from non-physical, chromosome 14 is activated and creates a craving or addiction. So, Ian, your first statement, that's from March 28th, Carol?
I think so.
Your first statement, Ian, was that when we cut ourselves off and source energy, that activates chromosome 14. So why? What is?
Read the rest of it, though.
Can I comment something?
No. The converse is that when physical and non-physical are united, chromosome 14 is activated to perfect 144,000 double strands of DNA. So chromosome 14 is there to help any situation, descending or ascending,
not
right?
Not help, but enhance.
Enhance, work it. It's the means you do it.
Right.
It's the base.
It's the base, and what I call tactility, the thing that's not involved in any, it's not identifying with any process. It is responding and molding to the person. I call that tactility. If you accept that definition, then that's what the chromosome 14 is doing, correct? It's
okay,
a tactile function.
We can go with that.
Okay, Roxy, what do you want to say?
I wanted to say, is that related to the craving for sugar that we were looking for the real influence?
We don't know there's a craving for sugar, but okay. Okay, take us out, Bob. It's a good one.
Thank you, Sugar Love.
Thank you. What did you say, Roxy? Thanks for the love?
Sugar,
thank
sugar
you for the
love.
Gism, Ion. You came a lot tonight. Wonderful comings from Ion.
Mm-hmm. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Same bad time, same bad thing.
Bad, B-A-D. Same bad time, but same bad people. People who are not.
Sure.
Okay, I'm clicking it on.
except for the Pope, maybe in.